And with that, please welcome the moderator, Dave Olson.
Thank you. I like when Rena has to ask for applause when I show up, but I'll take it. And one other note, when you're writing questions, please make sure they're answerable by both candidates, so we can make sure that everybody gets a chance to answer. And as Rena said, we're going to start with opening statements, and we will start with 2 minutes from Neil Harrington. Neil.
Good evening. I want to start by thanking the Salem Chamber of Commerce and the League of Women Voters for organizing this event and for Salem Access TV for televising it. Salem voters have an important decision to make in choosing the person best qualified to fill the leadership vacuum created by former Mayor Driscoll's departure. Residents are understandably concerned about our city's future stability and direction, and they want our next mayor to have strong leadership skills and proven executive experience to lead Salem through this important transition. I know firsthand that being mayor is a challenging job. I have been a municipal chief executive for almost 3 decades, 8 years previously as mayor of Salem, and nearly 20 years as the current town manager in Salisbury. All the challenges that come with these positions have been part of my daily job description for many years. Salem is a great city with significant potential. Much progress has been made in certain areas over the years, yet we still face serious challenges, such as how to get a better handle on our traffic problems, how to approach our affordable housing needs, how to responsibly manage growth and new development, how to improve our schools, how to better manage tourism, and how to continue to provide basic services to residents while keeping an eye on taxes. I believe we can meet these challenges, but Salem is a complex city to manage, and it will require strong leadership skills and proven experience to guide the city forward. I offer all residents of Salem a solid track record of success in 2 communities that has prepared me to lead, to innovate, to respond, repair, and provide direction and govern with fairness, inclusion, and optimism. I welcome the opportunity to put my experience to work for Salem again and to move our city forward in a positive direction that works for everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, Dominic Mangala.
So thank you to the organizers of tonight's debate. I also want to thank everyone who's been engaged in our campaign. I'm really encouraged by the level of energy and excitement by so many who believe that our future is as bright as our past. I believe that Salem's best days are ahead of us. I believe that not only for the sake of my own 2 daughters, but for every child and every family in Salem, for every older adult who wants to age in place here in the community that they love, for every small business owner who wants to see our city thrive, and for every worker who makes that possible. Just like them, just like all of you, I'm an optimist about Salem. I believe Salem can move forward, not backward. I believe we can ensure every child has great schools and that we honor and respect the work of our teachers. We can prepare thoughtfully for the impacts of the climate crisis while also reducing our own contributions to it. We can right-size our housing supply to meet the needs of all Salem residents and do more to make our community more affordable for people that live here. We can create a vibrant local economy that nurtures entrepreneurship and respects our workers. We can have great neighborhoods and parks and public spaces, and we can center equity and justice in everything we do, and that being a welcoming city makes us a stronger city, not a poorer one. That's the Salem I believe in. That's the Salem that's ahead of us. The Salem that so many of us who've been present and working for our community, that we've been building together. The Salem of today, where professionalism and not politics drives our actions, where we honor our history, but also value innovation and progress. Salem is that special place because we made it that way. And I'm running for mayor to ensure that important work continues. Thank you.